Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to De'Longhi conference call. The CEO, Mr. Fabio De'Longhi, and the investor relations, Mr. Fabrizio Micheli, will present you the first quarter consolidated results of year 2009. A question and answer session will follow the presentation. Now, I hand you over to Mr. Fabio De'Longhi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for attending the De'Longhi conference call on quarterly results. De'Longhi posted net revenues at 290 million, minus 12% versus years before, and in line with first quarter 2007. Gross profit in percentage was up 1%, but was down in absolute value from 135 million to 122 million. As a consequence, EBITDA went from 31 million in 2008, first quarter 2008, to 24 million first quarter 2009. Debt stood at 271 million versus 372 million at March 2008, with a decrease of approximately 100 million versus year before. Overall, the company operated in a very challenging economic scenario. We saw progressively a deterioration of main markets in both household appliances and professional products. We had anticipated during the last conference call for the yearly results that we were expecting a decrease in the market of appliances, approximately 5 to 10%, and for professional products, let's say between 20 and 30%. Our results have been in line with our forecasted market performances, and however, the company has put in place a number of actions in order to protect the profitability, particularly for the household division. We were pleased with the results of the actions in terms of product mix, in terms of price increases that have been able to offset the devaluation of the dollar and to protect for the household division the EBITDA, both in absolute value and in percentage. While in professional products, we think that the results are falling in line with our expectation. The market is extremely tough. The company continues to maintain its leadership for the climavalent products and the radiator products, but operates in a very challenging environment. Our expectation is to continue to operate in a difficult market at least for the next quarter, while we think that the situation might get better for the second half of the year, also due to an easier comparison with the year before, where we saw already a slight sign of deterioration, particularly for the professional division in the results. The net financial charges were reduced from 10 million to 10.8 million to 9.6 million thanks to the to effect of the lower debt. However, we had extraordinary costs, non-recurrent costs related to hedging of our debt in the Russian subsidiary, which were not present last year in the financial charges. And we expect this number to still be present in the next quarter in a smaller amount, and then to completely disappear in further on in the year, and will be neutralized completely at year end. Despite a difficult quarter, the net profit was still positive. We posted a profit which has been at 3.7 million versus 6 million in 2008. The company has worked with a strong focus on reduction of inventories and control of working capital. Working capital is in line with working capital in at March 2008, but inventories have been dramatically reduced versus March 2008 by approximately 40 million. And we think that continuing working on inventories may deliver further improvements over the next months, and also the normalization of the current debt versus suppliers, which is down because of the very small purchases in the last 3 months. Once that the debt will be normalized accordingly during the year, we will see also some self-financing deriving from the use of suppliers as a financing mean. We have no more comments on the quarterly results, and we open the session to Q&A.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question pressing star followed by 1. You can cancel your reservation pressing star followed by 2. First question comes from Mr. Dino Catena from Equita SIM. Mr. Catena, your question please.
Hi, good afternoon everybody. I got a couple of questions. First of all, do you mind to give us some color about the trend you are seeing in the first part of the second quarter? And then my second question would be, at what exchange rate are the costs booked in the first quarter in terms of euro-dollar? A third question, if you could give us some additional information in terms of mix for the household division. And my last question is about provisions. If you could tell us how much provisions have you booked in the first quarter 2009. Thank you very much.
Well, for April, we see another difficult month. We will see another difficult month, and therefore we expect results pretty much in line with the first quarter of the year in terms of sales. While we believe in terms of margins, we were very pleased with the gross margins that we have delivered, and we think that we will continue to protect the profitability through mix and price increases over the next months. In terms of mix, the mix in terms of division, we had a stronger drop for small domestic appliances rather than mobile air conditioning in the first quarter, and in fixed air conditioning the drop was even stronger than both domestic appliances. We believe that very likely would be a tough year for fixed air conditioning for the household division. It is the product that is more likely to be seen as an investment from customers, while cooking and food prep is more resilient as is perceived like a very easy purchase with a much lower ticket versus fixed air conditioning. Mobile was stronger in the third quarter due to some new listings, particularly in North America. We think that this is just a matter of timing, and we expect air conditioning not to be as strong as in the first quarter. So our expectation is to have a year where probably air conditioning will continue as difficult, while cooking and food preparation will be probably overall more resilient.
Sorry about interrupting you, but I was wondering, what about coffee makers?
Coffee makers was down, even in the first quarter, we're down versus year before. So we think we're enjoying a very strong market share, but we saw some slowdown and in the sale, and was particularly related to OEM sales. OEM customers have been much weaker this year than the year before. Why we see on the Longhi branded products, we see the market more resilient.
Clear. And this is the trend you are experiencing also in April and May for coffee makers, I mean?
Yes. Ah. Now we're entering for coffee makers in the, the quiet part of the year, where we expect the market to be stronger. Traditional seasonality to be stronger from September on.
Okay. So Kenwood is performing, is expected to perform very well.
Kenwood is outperforming as a brand, is outperforming De'Longhi, yes.
Okay.
At the time being, yes. We say the Kenwood and food prep is better than coffee makers, and then air conditioning is tough in fixed, good in mobile, but also due to some early orders and new orders from that we don't expect to continue with this trend for the rest of the year.
Okay. What about my second question? I was wondering at what exchange rate are the costs booked in the first quarter 2009? Euro dollar.
The exchange rate we have in the books is at 1.38, including the hedging that we had put in place the year before.
Okay, this is the first quarter, 1.38?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And what about provisions in the first quarter 2009?
Put provisions for approximately 4 million. Three and a half million. So we think that provisions are in line.
Well, absolutely.
Of course.
Well, thank you very much.
Next question comes from Fitzhugh Peters from Goldman Sachs. Mr. Peters, your question, please.
Hi. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Two quick questions. First off, any comment on retailer inventory levels? Are they still extremely cautious, or are you starting to see better sell-in, despite the sell-through deteriorating? I know they have been cautious earlier.
Okay. For sure, the financial crisis hitting all the markets is compelling the retailers to be more efficient and reducing the inventories. I think that our results have been affected by lower purchases and reduction of inventories at store level. However, we believe that also markets are negative. We believe markets are negative, and we have seen a kind of further deterioration from January on. In January, the markets were difficult in England, in Spain, in the United States, Russia, and Ukraine. Now I see more difficulties also in other Eastern European markets, smaller European markets. I see also a growing difficulty in the Netherlands and other Northern European markets like the Netherlands or Belgium. Also in Italy, we see some negative numbers. We think that Germany, France, and Switzerland and Austria are more resilient at the time being. I think that we are in a market where stocks have been decreased, but also we are facing a contraction of volumes in our segment, which has not been as strong as white goods for the household division, and has been very strong for the professional division due to the slowdown in new housing and new developments all across the world.
Okay. You actually managed to answer my second question, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Jacopo Baiocchi from Berenberg Bank. Mr. Baiocchi, your question, please.
Yes, good evening to everybody. Just one moment back to the provision. You said 3.5 million this year in line with last year, but I had in my notes 6.8 million in Q1 08. If you could give me an answer about it, if I'm wrong or if something has changed. The second question is about non-recurrent items, negative for 1.2 million. What's the reason behind this? And the third one about infragroup sales, which are down 60% this year. So if you can give me an explanation about it. Thank you very much.
Sorry, the line is a bit disturbed. Can you repeat the question, please? So,
okay, the first one is about provision that you said that they were 3.5 million in Q1 09 in line with 08, but I had in my notes that they were 6.8 in Q1 08. Am I wrong?
Okay, so the first question is on provisions. Yes,
yes.
No, probably I was not clear. Of course, I meant in line with our requirements. Last year were higher, were due mm-hmm. to some special provisions that were made for the Russian market, specifically
okay.
for one customer, which had some credit issues that have been solved over the last months. And there was El Dorado. So it was one off. The second question was not clear. Sorry, could you repeat the second question?
The reason of the non-recurrent items negative for 1.2 million this quarter.
Non-recurrent.
Are mainly some restructuring costs that we are putting the books due to some reorganization that we are putting in place in the group to cut some costs.
Okay, and the last one about infra group sales, which are down by 60% this year. So.
No, I don't know where infra group says. Maybe are the you refer to the holding costs?
No, just summing up the sales of a household, professional and corporate, and the difference with the total sales of in the P&L.
I think that we had higher costs in the first quarter, unallocated, which are on the holding company.
Ah,
while
yes.
last year we had for approximately
Well, last year we had revenues unallocated for the holding for 3.8. Now they are at 2.7. Mm-hmm. And EBITDA last year was 1.7 negative for the holding costs, and now it's 2.5. But as you see, in terms of net result, in this quarter, 2009, the impact has been minus 1.2, and last year was negative for 2.2. So in line, in actually is improving the unallocated, and this is due to the sale of some assets, some buildings that were owned by the holding company, and they were sold. Gamma is the name of the company we were sold, which had the buildings. And therefore, there is a slight change of perimeter of consolidation, and this is affecting negatively EBITDA, but improving the net result. We have more rents this year, and we don't have amortization or depreciation anymore.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Filippo Prini from Banca Leonardo. Mr. Prini, your question, please.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. I got three brief questions, if I may. The first one, have you implemented in this quarter, or maybe are you planning to implement some measure for cost cutting? The second one, could you give us the split, trying to isolate the real net financial charges and the effect of derivatives to cover the debt of the Russian subsidiaries? And the third one, given your outlook for household, household market down minus 5% and 10% and professional down minus 10% and 20%, could you confirm that you are still able to outperform this market, this expected market trend? Thank you.
In terms of cost cutting, we of course are looking into area of saving in order to protect our profitability. And we don't have any reorganization plan, structural, or any specific factory shutdown as of now. So for the time being, we are looking into savings to win or making more efficient our organization. I think that also the result of household appliances in particular has been a result of the capacity in with a lower sales to control better the costs and to protect the profitability. The second question is about the real financial charge. I hand the word to Michele, our CFO, for an explanation about that.
Yes, the impact of the hedging of the Russian company's debt is amounting to 2.3 million. Mm-hmm. And so they, if we deduct this this item from the total financial charges, we get a total amount of 7.3.
Okay.
Yeah, versus 10.8 of last year.
Okay, and the last question is about household versus professional. Yes, it's very difficult to predict the markets. We said many times that really it's quite complicated. However, we confirm, say, our view, the view that we gave at the beginning of the year is being confirmed by our performance. And we expect household to be down between 5% and 10% as a market.
and professional to be down approximately between 20 and 30%. We think that we are still outperforming the market, for sure, for household appliances, and for professional, we think we are pretty much in line with the market. We expect that this trend should continue over the next months. We see our household division getting stronger. We gain in market share in espresso, food preparation, and we are suffering from some difficulties, higher difficulties in seasonal products like fixed air conditioning. However, we believe that we will have a better market share by year end. While on professional, we are more cautious, and we believe that our performance will be pretty much in line with the market performance.
Okay, thank you. Just to brief follow-up, if I can, did I get correct that you said professional market down minus 20-30%?
20-30%.
20-30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the final follow-up, talking back to the cost-cutting that is translated in efficiencies. Could you give maybe a quantification of what happened in this quarter, or maybe which are your expectations for further efficiencies in the coming quarters?
No, we don't have any structural change. We don't have any structural change, so we will continue to cut costs as we have done in the first quarter. And we will continue to protect the profitability in order to deliver profitability as close as possible to last year in percentage.
Okay, thank you.
There are no questions at the moment. I remind you that you can register for your questions pressing star followed by one. Next question, Franz. Luca Bacoccoli from Banca IMI. Mr. Bacoccoli, your question, please.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. Just a few questions for you. The first one is related to the top line. If you could break out the drivers behind the top line drop among Forex, volume, price mix, if possible. And the second one is on the coffee maker division. Could you give us an idea of the sales contraction in the first quarter for that business, please?
No, at the time being, we don't have any information to give on mix price. However, the contraction in volume has been higher than the sales performance. It's more than 11%. So we have offset the decrease in volumes by a better mix or a price effect in the first quarter.
And as for the Forex, sorry, maybe that's the answer to this question on the press release, which I didn't receive yet. So
okay. So the sales were down approximately 12% in euro.
Yep.
And our volumes were down more than that.
Yep.
Volumes were down, but we have been able to offset, thanks to price and mix together, a part of the volume drop. And this has also helped to protect the profitability, despite a 40 million euro drop in sales. The EBITDA, the negative impact at EBITDA level has been approximately 6 million. That is also affected by the perimeter change of the sale of Gamma, which is the company that was owning the buildings of some buildings of the household division. And this creates a discontinuity for about 1.5 million. So the pro forma drop would be in the area of 4.5 million euro in terms of EBITDA, despite a drop of 40 million in sales.
Okay.
In terms of coffee makers, the drop in coffee makers was approximately at 6%. We don't want to continue to give this. This is just a piece of information of the record. We don't want to give information regularly on this. However, the drop was at 6, a bit better than substantially better than our average, which were, we said down 12%. However, was quite new. This is the first time we see a decline in coffee makers since probably 2005. And the drop was almost entirely due to OEM business. OEM business has been down substantially, but the De'Longhi branded products are still performing. What we believe is that we have probably the one of the strongest product pipeline for the second part of the year for espresso. We're going to have a very important launch of the most compacted super automatic machine in the market. So this will, we believe, will be help to improve our market share, and hopefully in a better market in the second half will help to increase sales in the division, let's say the coffee maker line. We believe also the line, the new product line also for Kenwood is very strong, and we have the launch of a new food processor, a new stand mixer, and the new hand blender, which are really the three core product lines for Kenwood, and we also believe that for Kenwood we have one of the strongest product lines ever, new launches ever, and this makes us comfortable in being able to continue to improve our market share, hopefully in better markets.
Okay, just a follow-up question on that side. If you can give us the split between the OEM revenues and your own brands division in the coffee maker.
Well, we don't feel comfortable to disclose numbers which are also related to other companies which are also listed. So
okay.
What we can say is that the 6% drop in coffee has been almost entirely related to OEM businesses.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Claudio Giacomiello from Banca Akros. Mr. Giacomiello, your question, please.
Yes, I would like just an update or more details on, more qualitative if you want, on how you were able to increase the EBITDA margin in such a market for the household division, because it's quite pretty good performance. So I would like to better understand, you said cost cutting, so if you can tell us something more.
Well, I think that we have been very aggressive in pursuing price increases.
Okay.
We knew that due to the new exchange dollar from euro dollar, we had to recover price through mix and price increase. And we've been very strict in our pricing policies. And I think that this is the main reason why we have been able to really protect our profitability, at least for the household division. And we also think that the drop we have seen in certain product lines like fixed air conditioning has a lower profitability for household division versus other small domestic appliances like food preparation or coffee. So probably we have some improvement coming from product mix.
Okay, thank you very much.
There are no questions at the moment.
So, if there are no more questions, I thank you for having attended the LONGHI conference call. Bye-bye.
The conference call is over. Thank you for calling.